Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monsoonal moisture brought rains across the nation overnight. Heavy flooding has been reported in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri. In eastern Kentucky, devastation. At least 15 souls lost their lives. States of emergency have been declared in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on the Weather Channel Friday morning.
And a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything. I want to thank all our first responders that are out there doing such heroic work. I know we've already airlifted between 20 and 30 people. Thank you to the National Guard and our Kentucky State Police that are doing that work.
The timeline for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan by force seems to be getting shorter. China is reporting Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden during their phone call Thursday not to play with fire over Taiwan. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Some chief executive officers meeting with President Biden on Thursday are not all doom and gloom on the economy.
In response to Thursday's gross domestic product report, President Joe Biden held a meeting with CEOs from several different companies spanning across different industries to discuss the state of America's economy. Speaking at the White House on the travel and hospitality industry's post-pandemic recovery is the CEO of Marriott, Anthony Capuano.
The recovery has clearly been led by leisure. And in fact, last year, leisure demand got back to where we were pre-pandemic. But what's encouraging is we're seeing real recovery in the other two segments. Business transient's been a slower recovery. But as we see more and more folks returning to the office, we see continued improvement.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Republicans shellacked the Democrats in the annual congressional baseball game last night, 10-0. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Due to President Biden's open border policy, making Americans less safe has now hit the Washington, D.C. area. Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser is pleading for the National Guard to help with the invasion of illegal immigration in the D.C. metro area.
So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate.
Republican Representative Chip Roy on Fox News.
It's interesting hearing the mayor of Washington, D.C. complaining about 4,000 people on 200 buses that Governor Abbott has sent to Washington, D.C. since April, running to the Pentagon saying, oh, my gosh, we need the National Guard. Oh, well, you know what? Cry me a frickin' river, right? You know, welcome to the party, pal.
One of the side effects of COVID-19 in some people is the loss of taste and smell.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The White House will be hosting the inaugural meeting of pro bono attorneys and activists who defend abortion rights on Friday. The Supreme Court put the law back onto the state books, as many states want to save lives of the babies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Dr. Tony Evans is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. Dr. Evans, the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, and author of over 100 books. Dr. Evans, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be with you.
Well, especially good right now. Boy, this is an appointed time, I believe, that God has set for us, for his people, and for his church right now. When you have society clamoring in chaos, wondering when is this all going to come to an end, and society is looking to God's people and God's church to be that directional point, especially right now. Am I not seeing something correctly? Because from my observation point, this is what I'm observing. Is this what you're seeing as well?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, the confusion that we're seeing in the culture is really a divine disruption. Mm-hmm. God has allowed the chaos to come in order to create a dependency in culture that it cannot resolve, which does open up the door for the church. The problem is that far too often the church needs the world needs the church, but the church is too engaged in the secular world to be the church. And so it is absolutely critical in this moment in time when God has given us this window of chaos in order for the church to step in as the divine respondent and for the divine reset, Christ be not come, that we desperately need to have. And the call is for the church to step up to the plate.
You know, Dr. Evans, I find it quite interesting. Every time there is a calling for the church, you always get the faux calling, right? I mean, you get the counterfeit from the evil one, where you've got the World Economic Council presenting, oh, it's time to hit the reset button. And it's reset button based on the values of Babylonia, not on the eternal values of God's kingdom, right?
Absolutely. And unless the Church of Jesus Christ becomes kingdomized, and it sees that the church does not exist for the church exists for the kingdom, and begin to incorporate kingdom thinking and kingdom values into the culture rather than trying to simply mimic the culture and sprinkling a little Jesus on top, we will not begin to see the restoration and awakening that the culture so desperately needs to happen in its midst.
And as you say, it starts with our character. And maybe you can expand on that a little bit, because that word is so easily used. But when we're talking about character from a biblical worldview and the way God would define it, boy, this takes us down to the very root of our being, doesn't it?
Well, it does. First of all, we have to establish, as I do in the book, we start off with discussing truth. Unless you have a biblical view of truth, you'll never arrive at the proper character. Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. Or to put it in everyday language, it's God's view on any subject matter. Because the church, unfortunately, has abandoned the truth, we've lost our character. kind of people we are in the midst of what the Bible calls a crooked and perverse generation. And so unless we uphold the biblical standard, call ourselves and our other Christians to that standard in the midst of the world, then we won't have a distinctive character that the world needs to see.
Well, getting back to your original point, and that is that God is still on the throne. He's still in control of all this. I find it quite interesting right now what's happening in the culture. 49 years after the decision of Roe v. Wade, I believe God has intervened into the chaos and said, okay, now it's time, as you said, to interrupt and to bring truth into this matter. And it's interesting how the culture is reacting to God's infusion of truth.
Well, it is very interesting because, I mean, the tables are being turned upside down in an unexpected way. And mm-hmm. if people only see the politics of it and the sociology of it and the economics of it and not the theology of it, then we will have missed it. That God has intervened. He said, look, I'm running this show, and I need my people to wake up and get busy and piggyback off of what I started and bring it to fruition through a comprehensive view. I've only given you a down payment. Now it's time for you to pick up the tab and run with it.
Exactly. Tony, what I feel like God's, you know, put on my heart is this idea of an appointed time. Throughout human history, there are critical times that are called, that are put upon us, and it demands a response. And I believe that this is where we are right now at this appointed time for God to intervene, like you said, at this time of history.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about kairos, which is an appointed time, an opportune time, a time when there is a unique moment for something out of the norm to happen. And it appears with the crises that we face. You know, 2 Chronicles 15:3-6 says, you know, in those times there was chaos everywhere. It says individuals had chaos, families had chaos. It says city rose up against city and nation rose up against nation. And then the end of verse 6 says, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. Now, you would have thought with all that chaos, it would have said the devil troubled them with every kind of distress. But it doesn't.
Right.
It says God didn't have. God is your problem. It doesn't matter who you elect. If God is your problem, only God is your solution. And he tells them in verse 4, when God's people got the message, God turned things around. So he's let the chaos in the culture affect us as the church so that we can get the message and bring that message back to the culture.
Exactly. Well, when you consider kingdom values, I mean, God has a specific order about all his creation. And just as Jesus said, look, if you want me to stop these people from crying out, the rocks themselves would cry out. There is something about the innate aspect of God's creation that cries out against chaos and disorder, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the culture is literally crying for help.
Yes.
It doesn't know how to get the help it's crying for, and so it's trying all of these illegitimate, or even if it's not illegitimate, limited methods of resolving all the chaos. But the chaos is really the cry. And if we hear the cry of the chaos and not merely the complaint of the chaos, then we'll approach the chaos differently.
Well, here we are. We're approaching it with human reasoning. I mean, this is beyond our pay grade. This is why we keep going in circles. We're like the Israelites out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, just going around in circles, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And now it's time. This is such a marvelous Kairos moment because all through Scripture, when God was moving to do something different, there would be a discontinuity first, and whether it was judgment or whether it was just God arranging things. You know, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about this in verse 25-28, and it says, do not ignore God when he is speaking. And he says the way you know he is speaking is he shakes things up. That is, things are not operating as they normally should. Things have been turned inside out. He says when the shaking comes, the natural order of things have been disturbed. That means God God is talking. And what is God saying? Verse 28 says, he is trying to reveal, or he is revealing, his unshakable kingdom. That is, he wants the spiritual infused into the natural.
Amen. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Tony Evans after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Tony Evans continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. You know, Tony, when we look at what's going on in the culture, as you write, cultural instability, family breakdown, social media ranting, unchecked narcissism, you know, the people have had it, and they're sitting with human reasoning trying to figure out how do we handle all this? I mean, there are universities in the state of California that now offer over 70 gender options. Up is down, down is up. The book of Isaiah warned us that this day would come, that there would be that time that good would be called evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sweet. And we are right now in the midst of all this insanity. What do we do?
Well, the first thing is we have to establish a biblical theology of unity. Unity is oneness of purpose, not sameness of persons. Jesus said in John 17 that they might be one so that they will see my glory, so they'll see me show up. Mm-hmm. Illegitimate disunity. We ought to disunify over sin. We ought to disunify over, clear false doctrine. But illegitimate disunity keeps God away. We have one God composed of three co-equal persons who is one in essence while distinct in personality, and he can only function when he can be himself. So whenever there's illegitimate disunity, he can't be himself, so he's not involved. Even with the family, he says if the husband and wife, 1 Peter 3:7, are in discord, the prayers of the husband are hindered. So we can pray, go to church, have worship, but if there's illegitimate disunity, then God is going to exit the environment. So God has actually exited too much of the environment because we've decided not to be the Church of Jesus Christ he's created. You know, through our ministry, the Urban Alternative, we have this three-point plan that we're taking all around the country to try to address this. I'll give it to you real quick. 3 A's. Mm-hmm. First of all, a symbol, solemn assembly. The biblical churches, kingdom-minded churches in that area, come together one day a year to reinvite God into the community, because that's what solemn assemblies did in the scripture. 2, address, where you speak with one voice about the issues that are affecting your community from the Bible. So you give God's viewpoint. 3, then you act. You let the community see that you are benefiting the community by your good work. So you adopt every public school, or we have the Act of Kindness campaign where you give every member a card, and every member once a week does an act of kindness and then prays for the person and then shares the gospel with the person. And we provide these cards to churches and Christians all over the nation so that people will see how beneficial the church is to the environment. Jeremiah 29:7, seek the welfare of the city. That was Babylon in which God placed you. So if we can get unity that way, then we can begin to see transformation on a community-by-community level if Jesus doesn't come. And this is just an opportunity he's opened up for the church.
This is so practical and simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be complex. It shouldn't be complex. It's our complexity is leading to our confusion, and so that's what we're attacking nationally. And I hope the church sees the opportunity that is sitting right in front of us.
You see, and we go back to what we talked about, and this is this Kairos moment, because you know that if God has sanctified, and I believe he has sanctified this appointed time, you've got his super on your natural, don't you?
You got his super on your natural, and that's right. And once you do that, and you put a Bunsen burner under our functioning and our responsibility, then you're lighting a fire. You know, Ezekiel talks about the water, the life of God in the house of God flowing down the aisles of the temple, and then it says out into the streets, and so the streets became flooded. God doesn't skip the church house to fix the White House. So if we want to get that house straight, we better get this house straight, because judgment starts in the household of God.
Amen. Well, a people without vision will perish. They cast off restraint. And this is where America, I believe, where the world finds itself today, Dr. Evans, is that it's lost that vision. And what you are presenting here is a revelatory vision that comes from the throne room of God. And if people in the church will pause and have that important Salem moment at this appointed time, the things they've been praying for, the things that are crying out from inside of their chaos will be realized. And I mean, you're talking something really exciting here, especially, you know, one of the things that I've been observing here right now is that we are in this Jubilee year. And as things are starting to be revealed in this Jubilee year, I'm getting more and more excited. And, you know, to talk to you about kingdom values, this just adds to the legitimacy and the reinforcement of the things that God has been, you know, revealing to me as well.
Well, absolutely. And we're gonna just believe that God is going to keep stirring up his leaders, because the leaders have got to lead. This is not a time to be sitting on the back seat. We gotta sit up front. Of course, Jesus is behind the wheel, but we gotta be up front right next to him. So he takes us exactly where his kingdom wants us to go.
Right. The other thing I was reading about, Dr. Evans, I think you would appreciate, is that this year, this according to the Hebrew calendar of 5782, is a double portion year, so that we'll get double for our trouble.
What,
is that cool?
Double is good. Double is good.
Yes. I love that. I mean, in only the way God's economy can dole this out, too, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, get ready to realize the windows of heaven opening up and his blessing coming upon you. But like you said, we cannot embrace illegitimate disunity. God will not find himself in those places.
Absolutely. The one God, we're told in Ephesians 4:3, preserve the unity of the Spirit. Why does he want us to preserve it? He wants us to preserve it so that God will show up. And you can be, we are keeping God away by keeping each other at bay. And so it is now time, we may have all come over here on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And everybody's dealing with the same things. And so now that the attention is on the chaos, let's step into it with the kingdom.
And the takeaway of this book, Kingdom Values, what was it specifically about this book? I just had the sense that this is something that talked to you in the middle of the night as you were writing it.
The greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus Christ, was the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is concerned about one thing, the kingdom, the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And so when I was looking at the Sermon on the Mount and Tim, Jesus talked about the kind of people we should be in the culture that we live, then it just struck me, well, we need to broaden our definition of character, and we need to bind it to the truth so that people can see the difference that the kingdom of God can make in the kingdoms of this world. And so so that became the genesis for the book.
And no doubt, in this modernistic society, the abandonment of absolute truth has done incredible damage to our culture, to the church, and to people of faith, hasn't it?
Not only has the abandonment of truth compromised the church, it has redefined society. And so now we don't know what marriage is, we don't know what gender is, we don't know what honesty is, we don't know what character, we don't know, because everybody's making up their own truth and leaving that truth for their truth, which means we wind up with a lot of error. And so we are to be people of the truth, and the truth transcends how you feel, how you were raised, what you think, because the truth is what God says. And once God says, 1-1 equals 2, whether you like it, whether you're into it, whether you support it, because it's an absolute mathematical standard. And once 1 and 1 equals 3, your whole mathematical system collapses. Once you abandon God's view on any subject, your whole world collapses.
Well, and here you are. We've got about a minute left. The chaos enslaves you. It limits your freedom. Truth sets you free, does it not?
Yes, truth is a very freeing thing, John chapter 8, and it sets you free indeed. I mean, for sure. It releases you from the hostage and the bondage of error. And so if we will be people of the truth, in love, proclaim the truth, and then live the truth, the culture will have to deal with the truth.
Amen. Well, Dr. Tony Evans has been our guest. He's the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas. He's the founder and president of the Urban Alternative, former chaplain of the NBA Dallas Mavericks. If they start winning again, I guess maybe they'll have you back, right?
It's time to go. Maybe I'll help, yeah. Anybody who wants to see that 3-point plan, it's on our website, tonyevans.org.
There it is. And your book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monsoonal moisture brought rains across the nation overnight. Heavy flooding has been reported in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri. In eastern Kentucky, devastation. At least 15 souls lost their lives. States of emergency have been declared in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on the Weather Channel Friday morning.
And a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything. I want to thank all our first responders that are out there doing such heroic work. I know we've already airlifted between 20 and 30 people. Thank you to the National Guard and our Kentucky State Police that are doing that work.
The timeline for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan by force seems to be getting shorter. China is reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden during their phone call Thursday not to play with fire over Taiwan. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, as Americans hit the road for vacation, the latest survey finds that not all homeowners are keeping their homes safe while they are away. Alan Anderson is with us. He's the Senior Vice President of Personal Line Selective Insurance to tell us all about it. Alan, good to have you here because all indications are is that in spite of the economy and all, we're going to have a lot of Americans enjoying their vacations this summer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thanks for having me. You're absolutely right about the vacations. Our survey, our Harris Poll survey that we did, found that over 75% of Americans plan to take a vacation away from home between now and the end of the year, which is great news. You know, it's nice to be able to get back out there again. We also found, unfortunately, only about half are going to use a home security system to protect their home while they're away. And I think sometimes people are relying on things that may be helpful but not helpful enough to protect their home when they're away.
Well, traditionally, Alan, what are the most common and surprising ways that Americans keep their home safe?
Well, you know, the number one thing that showed up on our survey was locking your windows. That's what people said they were doing. And that feels like that should be the default, right? If your window's closed, lock it. I'm not sure that that's necessarily something I would consider additional security when I'm away. About 61% said they were going to, you know, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, ask somebody to keep an eye on their house. And that's certainly a great one. Tell somebody that you're going to be gone. Tell them where you're going to be, you know, how to get in contact with you, and keep a neighbor informed. I do like to tell people it's also important who you don't tell. Maybe wait till you're home again to put your pictures on social media so that strangers don't know that your home is vacant because you're sitting on a beach somewhere.
Right. Exactly. Well, and some of the old things, too, like make sure you cancel your subscriptions, that you're not having newspapers pile up in your front yard, which is kind of a telltale sign that you're away from the home, right?
That's exactly right. And, it, you know, so certainly, well, I would encourage everybody to get some sort of a professionally monitored home security system. But I know for some that can be difficult or costly. And so really, there are things we can do that don't cost anything or don't cost much. And you mentioned one. Hold your mail. Hold your newspaper. hold your package deliveries, but put your lights on a timer, right? There are smart light bulbs you can get that can do all sorts of great fancy things with varying when they turn on and off. But there's also just the basic timers we all had when we were kids that you could set to go on and off at certain times that just make your house look more lived in.
Well, Alan, the reality is, according to the data, is that crime is up, and we have more, you know, home break-ins than ever before. It's been on the increase. So it really behooves us to seriously consider, you know, what Selective is offering.
I appreciate that. That's absolutely right. And, I think we've partnered with Simply Safe to provide equipment to our customers to help protect their homes. And then the customers pay a small monthly monitoring fee to Simply Safe so that their home can be professionally monitored. That's just one of the many things that we do to help our customers protect themselves.
I mean, and this is your focus, is you're helping customers protect themselves and protect their property. What other counsel would you advise? We've got about a minute left here.
Water. Shut off your water. You're right about theft, and that's what we all tend to focus on. But the biggest risk that people have is water. Burst pipes, and not just frozen pipes, but burst washing machine pipes or toilet pipes fail or toilet fillers fail, and water will cause significant damage to your property.
Interesting to note that the most common home security precautions, as you mentioned, used by U.S. homeowners when leaving their homes unoccupied while they're on vacation. You said locking windows, 68%. Having someone check on their home, 61%. Using a security system device, 49%. By region, homeowners in the South, 26%. The West, 31% are more likely to use a professionally monitored security system when on vacation than those in the Northeast, 15%. And Midwest, 14%. Alan Anderson, he's the Senior Vice President of Personal Lines and Selective Insurance. Alan, where can they go for more information?
They can visit selective.com to find out about all our products and coverage options.
Now, from the news desk, a Leisure Health and Entertainment update.
You know, having a computer or a smartphone is something that most of us take for granted, right? And how about high-speed internet? Well, you can't live without it. We know that, too. But it may surprise you that tens of millions of people in the U.S., many of whom live in rural or underserved communities, don't have access to the kind of basic technology that we rely on to communicate each and every day. And that can lead to many social and economic challenges. Here to talk about it is the general manager of U.S. Broadband, Viasat, Inc. It's a global communications company. He's going to talk about the so-called digital divide and what companies like his are doing to help narrow the gap. Stephen Mesnick, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. And, yeah, the actual number you talked about is 42 million Americans still do not have the ability to purchase high-speed internet access.
Wow. That is a huge number. So what does it mean when we talk about digital inequality or the digital divide? And, of course, you just put it in raw number form. But let's expand on that just a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, there is just a gap, really, between those who have internet service. And, unfortunately, those who do not tend to be poor, elderly, persons with disabilities. They are, I'll say, unfairly disadvantaged in the fact that they either live in areas that don't have access to internet service, or frankly, they just cannot afford the service.
So why is this such a pressing issue, Stephen?
I'll say it's probably always been important to have access to internet, but I'll say in the last few years, especially with the pandemic, we all saw what happened when you were kind of trapped in your home. The only access you had to the outside world, whether it be education, visiting your doctor, right, for kind of even a checkup, okay, was using high-speed internet access. And without it, right, the people who did not have in their home just for 2 years really suffered, right? They could not see their loved ones. Their kids could not go to school. So I really think it put a spotlight on the fact that this digital divide is just something as a country that we just cannot allow to continue. We have to find a way to overcome.
Yeah, the frontier is behind us now. I mean, here we are. You've got a new definition of how our country operates. Clearly, it's with technology. Everything is interconnected. And if you are not equally connected, then it only stands to reason and common sense that you're going to miss out, right?
Yeah, especially on the education is probably one of the biggest ones where the children who did not have access to internet and still don't, right, have trouble doing their homework, keeping up with their classmates. And now medicine as well. Many doctors say, look, if you have an issue, I'll meet you online. You know, I'll send you a link, and we can discuss that way instead of you having to drive into their office, for example. So those are two areas I know your listeners probably care much about, which is trying to understand how do we take advantage of these advantages now in terms of medical care utilizing technology.
Let's talk about high-speed satellite internet. How is that opening the door to new opportunities for people in the rural and these underserved areas that we talked about?
So traditional internet service providers, cable, fiber, right, they choose where to put down those lines, right, in a neighborhood. And if it, they don't believe they're going to make a return on investment, they're not going to make money from putting that cable or fiber down that area, then they don't do so. The difference is satellite internet. We make quite an investment. We put a satellite 22,000 miles up into the sky. And we do this not only for homes, right? Viasat does this for airlines like JetBlue, United, American, Delta. We do it for our military. So satellite technology works very differently. You put a satellite up in the sky, and then anyone who can see the sky can get access to connectivity for homes, high-speed internet, no matter where you live.
Well, we're talking with Stephen Mesnick. He serves as the general manager of U.S. broadband business at Viasat, Inc., responsible for the company's fixed broadband services in the United States, which includes Viasat's residential and business internet service. Stephen, well, I'll tell you, the way this is growing, what do you see, let's just say, in the immediate, let's say 3 or 5 years down the road?
So for Viasat, we are trying to make internet service more affordable. So we just launched some new choice plans where speeds is fast 25 megabits per second, right, starting at $50 a month, and speeds up to 150 megabits per second for those who just want incredible speeds, right? And you can get that now for satellite, and you can get it, as I said, anywhere that you can see the sky. And over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to launch more satellites that are going to give you even faster speed.
Wow, can't wait. Where can people go for more information, Stephen Mesnick?
So if you can get online, you can go to viasat.com/internet, or if you just want to give us a call and talk to a person, it's 833-5-VIASAT, V-I-A-S-A-T, so that's 833-5-VIASAT.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got, yes, Rick Eldridge is back with us. He's the CEO, producer of Real Work Studios, and we're going to be talking about the movie Mulligan. Hey, Rick, good to have you back with us. How are you?
It's great to be here. Doing great. Doing really well.
Hey, I've got my white hat, Mulligan golf hat with me still. Thank you very much for that gift that you shared with me at NRB.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so good fun. I think I still owe you a sleeve of golf balls. I know I gave one to Pat. He pretty much loved those golf. Boy, he was so excited. He goes, "Oh, these are Titleist. They're really good."
Yeah.
So he's so funny, but yeah, good stuff.
Yeah,
so
he plays golf twice a week. He loves it.
he's an amazing specimen, isn't he?
He is. He really is.
Yeah,
no doubt.
He's become a treasure, and for you to, you know, have that ability to work with him, I know you shared with us the last time that that was a special opportunity in, you know, for this movie, Mulligan.
I couldn't think of anybody better for the role. You know, we do casting. We kind of look at, you know, four or five people typically for every role and say, well, is this guy available, and can we afford this guy? And when it came to Pat, I just said, you know what, I don't have another name. Let's go for Pat. And thankfully, he was ready for it. And I knew he was a golf nut, so I didn't have much of a sales job there. I just needed to get him available and work the deal out.
Exactly.
And he did.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is amazing. At his age, he's such a moving target. He's, like you said, you had to, you know, track him down, you know, to do that. But I'll tell you, like I said, he's just such a special man. And for him to be part of this movie, I know it was real special for you. So The Mulligan is going to be released on demand, digital and DVD. That's coming up next month on August the 16th, right?
That's right. August 16th.
Okay.
So we're talking the theatrical release was very, very strong for us, and we were excited about that. And you know, the thing that we love, we know we did a great campaign when I've got people all over the country saying, "When can we see the movie?" And I can now point them to this date for Amazon Prime, for, you know, Walmart's doing a big end cap with DVD, and so you can own it and have it forever, but excited about all that. Yeah,
exactly. And of course, this story, you know, the movie Mulligan, based on the novel by Ken Blanchard and Wally Armstrong fame.
That's right. And you know, Ken is somebody I've always admired, and He, of course, writes business leadership books. He's kind of the last 30 years, he's been the business guru. Mm-hmm. And then Wally, obviously, a 20-year touring pro. So, you know, when they got together and did kind of life around the game of golf, it just it worked really well. And so as soon as I heard about it, I'm thinking, boy, I want to read the book. And mm-hmm. as soon as I read the book, it was kind of a very, very neat God thing that kind of put me and Wally together and, you know, made it all happen. So it was fantastic. Yeah.
What is it about golf, Rick, that, you know, it's just something, there's just something about the game. What is it?
Well, I think it's you know it's an individual game. You're and at the end of the day, you're playing against yourself, and I think it's obviously a challenging game. I mean, I watched this Sunday some touring pros out there, you know, hitting double triple bogeys. I'm thinking, okay, right. I identify with that
exactly.
But I think also you know, as you're playing with yourself, you know, and looking inward at who you are, there's all kinds of elements of honor and integrity and camaraderie and just go on and on that are built into a game of golf. You're playing with a group of guys for 4 hours together, and you know you have this camaraderie and you have this fun that happens around that. But you know, I know a lot of business guys will tell you, you know, I learn most about my executives I'm getting ready to hire by taking them on a golf course.
Exactly.
I always go back to, you know, I did another golf movie 20 years ago called Bobby Jones' Stroke of Genius. Mm. And one of the famous, you know, parts of that movie was the story of where Bobby Jones at the end of a tournament calls a penalty on himself. And, you know, the umpires and his opponent, which was Walter Hagen, get together and they say, well, Bob, nobody saw the ball move. I mean, you know, you were down in a hole getting ready to hit a shot and nobody saw it. And then everybody said, no, we're okay with everything. And he says, well, I'm not, you know, he says, you know, telling me it's okay is kind of like saying it's okay to rob a bank.
Exactly.
Which totally caught everybody off guard, but it was that honor and that integrity that, he knew, and because he knew, he had to act upon that. And you know, those are the kind of things I think you find in a game of golf, which are definitely character building. And I know I found myself on both sides of that. You know, I said, "Well, okay, it moved." Yeah, I won't tell anybody.
Right.
I didn't mean to do that. But there are times when it really matters, and we're at a tournament kind of thing where, you know, you feel good about yourself to be able to say, you know what, I didn't make a six, I made a seven, you know, right. or whatever it is. But it's a great game, and I think, you know, it certainly has a huge legacy over many, many, many years. And to tell the story of the mulligan around life in the game of golf has certainly been a real fun thing to do. I've enjoyed it very much, and we've seen that same camaraderie on our crew and with our cast, and so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. Well, the idea of mulligan is that you get a second chance. For some of us golfers, we get 18, you know, second chances.
That's right.
We look forward to that, right? So explain to our audience, you know, again, the idea, you know, first of all, I mean, the charm of mulligan and what it represents, of course, in the real sport, like you said, you know, when you're playing golf, you don't get mulligans. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, okay, that's kind of like not calling a penalty on yourself. Although some people, you know, with the group that I play on Saturday, they, you know, they still hold on to the value of this, you know, breakfast ball, they call it, you know.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But I say, okay, well, the breakfast ball is okay on the first hole, but when you're taking a breakfast ball, you know, on the 12th, 13th, 14th hole, you know, it loses something in translation, but, well, what the heck,
that's right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the idea of the story, which is basically the second line byline on the movie, is a parable of second chances. And, you know, we tell a story around this corporate executive who thinks he's going to get a golf lesson from the old pro, who's this mystical mm-hmm. character and Baboon plays. And then Paul, the executive who's played by Eric Close, Many will know him from Magnificent Seven or from the Nashville TV series, a fantastic actor and also a great golfer. And he thinks he's going to, you know, pick up his golf game and learn something from the old pro. And what he gets is a do-over in life. And we realize as we go through the story that he's got this whole big international business going on, and there's some things going on within his business that are conversant to what he's doing and trying to basically take over and change his business model. And he doesn't even know it. He's so, you know, aloof with everything else that's going on around him. He has this son relationship that is non-existent. His son hates him and doesn't like the person he's become. And a lot of that's because he's been separated from his son's mom for 5 years. And so there's a divorce getting ready to happen there. So, you know, his business looks really good, but on the inside, there's storms everywhere. And so as he begins to realize and evaluate these things and see these things happening, he gets a second chance. And it's a whole lot deeper than just an extra swing on a golf club.
Well, and well, I'll tell you, it's so relatable. And especially, you know, for men today, because we find ourselves, you know, at times alienated from our children. In this case, it was a son, and this is a relatable story. But you know, the upswing of this is just like God. There's redemption, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You know, the thing that we hoped would happen, and we heard back over and over again as we were doing testing around the release of the theatrical and the movie, was this is not just a golf movie. It does identify with you know, the father-son relationship, the wife-husband, very strong relationship there that Kanye Christensen and Paul have, and even Paul's assistant, Charmin Lee, plays a role of his assistant, and she's fantastic in the film. And so we accomplished, I think, a pretty broad base of an audience with the film, and we're very excited to see that with the theatrical. And so we do feel like it's a film that'll have some life for a long, long time, and excited about getting it out there on August 16th.
Yeah, it's and I can't wait, you know, and people will be blessed again as they choose to share it with their families and what this will do. I mean, this is in a sense, I mean, you've got kind of a trinity here. You talk about the relationships, forgiveness, and second chances. Boy, what a great formula for an excellent movie that is going to bless an audience once again here. Well, the movie is co-written by Rick, and of course, we can't wait. It's going to be after its successful nationwide theatrical release. It's all teed up, ready to go for Faith and families. The Mulligan, an August 16th release date for on-demand, digital, and DVD. Rick Eldridge, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?